Parshas Toldos, there limits what was the machlokes between Yitzchok Avinu and Rivka Imenu. Vayav Yitzchok es Esav Kitzayin b'fiv Rivka heves es Yaakov. So God, I saw Pshat that it sounds like that Yitzchok only liked Esav and Rivka only liked Yaakov. How could it be that the parents didn't like both of their children? How could it be? So I apologize that I can't, I'm not Omer Dover Shem Omeri, but I saw a pshat that, I don't recall who it was. Es is always Bala Rabbi. Vayav Yitzchok Es Esav means that Zichar, he loved Yaakov also. Es Esav means that it's Mar Be Yaakov Es, just Esav was a little bit more. Kitzayin B'piv. Rivka Heves Es Yaakov. Also, for sure she loved Esav. Just it was Yaakov was more. But there was machlokes here who was more, and that played out lemaisa in who was going to get the brachis. And Yitzchak Avinu thought that Esav should get the brachis, and Yaakov and Rivka thought that Yaakov Avinu should get the brachis. And the shaila is, what was Yitzchak thinking? Yitzchak simply, Esav really pulled the wool over his eyes. Imamish didn't. It's clear in the psukim that Yitzchak knew, right? When he says, when Yaakov Avinu comes in and he says that Asher Hikro Aleichecha Lefanai. He says when he comes in, Ki hikro Hashem aleikecha lefonai. He says, so Yitzchak Avinu says, hold on, my son Esav doesn't talk like that. What do you mean? What's the problem? He's even meistering Melach. He doesn't talk Hashem aleikecha. Yeah, he knew. They say that Rabbi Naaman mentioned it yesterday in the Shmuz, but they say that Arizal, he was able to tell. A Talmud came in one day. And he told him, he says, I could see on your forehead that there's an inin of gezel. Something is something you stole something, it's not exactly clear. That something's not glad. Kitzer, he didn't know what he did wrong, he didn't know. Kitzer called all his workers together and he says, does anybody know if there's any money that I'm chayv to them? Here I'm putting money on the table, anybody that needs the money, just take to anybody that thinks that I'm chayv to them, take. Kitzer, an almana, she was too married, she says, Zaka, there was two prutas that you didn't pay me. I wasn't going to ask for him, too embarrassed, but Lamaisa, said that's Kitzer, sure enough, she took the money, he came back to the Arizal, and he says, oh, everything's misukin. The Arizal was able to tell Chacham was surprised, but Yitzchak Avinu didn't know what was going on. Yitzchak, who was a Novi Hashem, who was, that he wasn't able to, he didn't know what was going on with Esav, Zichar knew what was going on with Esav. So what was the machlokes here? What was the tzad to give it to Esav? So, the Mepharshim Masber, that L'chura was because he knew exactly what was going on that he decided to give it to them. He knew that Esav Avinu didn't have a chance. Esav didn't have a chance to make it to the Avos, to become one of the Avos. He knew that he wasn't going to be sitting and learning in Kirtle all year. So his only chance, really, for Olam Haba is to be Tamchen D'Araisa. If he's the Yisachar, if he's the Zvulin and the Yisachar Zvulin. So then he could get the schar the same way that Zvulun gets the schar, and even without the learning, if he's able to be toimich, he's able to support. So then Yisachar Zvulun, they split. Shimon Achi Azariah, like the first Mishnah says in Zvachim, that he's called Shimon Achi Azariah because he learned Torah al Yaday. So Meila, his whole yichus is his brother who supported him. Meila, he said, we'll give Ace of the brachos. He'll have the gashmius. Yaakov Avinu. We'll have the Ruchnius, and it'll be Mushlam. It'll be worked out together. He won't have to work. He won't have to. At least he'll be able to support. And Echanam, he knew exactly where he was. But he figured that Esav is smart enough to invest the money to support that he shouldn't have to work. He should be able to get the schar. Not that Esav didn't know what the Mila is. As soon as he lost the Brachis, He came crying, right? And not only that, he complained about the Bechira, that he took the Bechira. What do you mean he took about the Bechira? Lomazeli Bechira, he was very mevaz the Bechira. Esav knew good and well. Esav's head is in the Maariv HaMachpelah. The Bali must just say, what's the pshat that his head is in the Maariv HaMachpelah? Because his head was on the Darg of the Avos. The problem was that it never translated into actions in the rest of his body. So he supported, it was sliced from, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is Merumas, is Medum, is the Medam of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Kesher Tefillin. Kesher Tefillin is by the exactly in the point that the brain connects to the spinal cord, because that was where Moshe Rabbeinu was. He was able to take the whole Torah, everything that's in the brain, and translate it into Meisim, translate it into the spinal cord, which goes to the rest of the body. Which is that's the holy name of Yiddishkeit. It's not that and Aristotle, when they once caught him, right? They once caught him doing something that he himself preached that against. He says, "Oh, now I'm not Aristotle." There's a Mashgiach that he always says. He says a nice part. He says that Yosef, Rav Yosef said by Shavuos that take for me a Igla Tilso. Take the choicest cow, and we should shecht it for Shavuos. Why? Ilav hayuma kama Yosef ika b'shuka. If not for this day, Rashi says that I learned Torah and I became a better mensch, then I kama Yosef ika b'shuka. So Pashup Pshat is kama Yosef ika b'shuka means I would be like one of the rest of the Jews. But he says no, Pshat is according to this Maaseh with Aristotle, kama Yosef ika b'shuka. Without Torah, then there's a lot of Yosefs. There's the Yosef in the shuk, there's the Yosef in the house, the Yosef that preaches, the Yosef that acts, all different types. It's only with the Torah that the idea is translated into the Maaseh. Esav, his mind, his head, he lived. He was the son of Yitzchak Avinu. He lived together with Yaakov. He was the grandson of Avram Avinu. He knew exactly what the score was. He knew. Yudei Ribayinu Miskaven Limribay. He knew it. But if you could get it without having to work, be able to support Yaakov, Mamela, that's the best way. So Yitzchak says, I'll give him the money. And Mifka says, even that he's not going to be able to do. Now, Lamaisa. At the end of the day, the Rebbeinu Shlomo paskened like Rivka. And that's what happened. Why? Why Taka? Why? There's really two questions. First of all, why should Esav not be able to get that schus? And second of all, why should Yaakov now have to work? It's much, much better if somebody else would support him. So I think probably the first shayla of why Esav didn't get the schus is because even with the money, he would never be able to take the money and support it and give it to somebody else. To give it to somebody else, that's thinking in the future. The Ramban says, it says in the Pasuk, so it's interesting, it's a shtickle out of order. It should be the very fact that he sold it. It should first say that he bought it. So he says, because no, the Nakuda was, we're trying, where was the Bizarin in the Bechor? The Bizarin in the Bechor was that everything was for here and now. Whatever is now, we don't look in the future. That's where the Bizarin in the Bechor was. Right now in the Chanami, the Bechor is nothing. But you don't realize what's going to be in the future, and you don't realize what Schar is going to bring to you. The fact that you're totally focused on the Nizid al-Dashim, and you can't look past it, you can't look to her. So that was the Bizarin. You're not willing to, so if that's the case, then also you're not willing to support somebody because of the Schar that's going to be lost in Lovey, because of what's going to be that you're going to get. Esau wasn't holding there. Esau was holding by the here and now. If he has money, money is being spent on all of his tithes, spending on what I could enjoy here and now. It's not going to be invested in. It's not going to be invested in the future, and that's really all of Yiddishkeit. All of Yiddishkeit is built on the fact that we're investing in the future. We're investing in what's going to be in the future. What's you're willing to give up from now? You're willing to spend your entire life. Everybody's willing to. Most people, I shouldn't say everybody. Most people, they only get their paycheck at the end of the month, right? They only get their paycheck twice a month, maybe. You're working now for 2 weeks, and you're not getting paid till the end of the month. But you know that you're going to get it. You're going to get paid. But you worked for 2 weeks without getting paid, but I'm going to get paid. So the question is exactly how long you're willing to push that in. If you're willing to take the, you know that there's schar lasa lavay, so then you're willing to spend your whole life. How long is a person's life? Klapei Nitzchias. Nitzchias doesn't mean a million years. Nitzchias, right? The story with Rav Shimon Schwab, and he went to the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said to him, "What does it mean, v'chayi l'mnata b'sachenu?" So Rav Shimon Schwab, he didn't answer. He says, "Where are you going to be in 500 years?" He says, "With Rav Shimon Shalom." Said the Chofetz Chaim, "So you're going to be in 5,000 years? With Rav Shimon Shalom. You're going to be in 5 million years? With Rav Shimon Shalom. In 5 billion years? Also with Nitzchias, chayei olam, not avizachenu. It doesn't end, never ends. The question is, a few days and a few months, a few years that a person's here 120 years, halavai, and for Nitzchias. So, comparatively, that's like the 2 months, the 2 weeks that you invest in for your paycheck at the end, is the few years that a person's here that invests for billions of years. Esav wasn't willing to do that. Esav wasn't willing to do that, but mainly he doesn't get the brachos. Yaakov Avinu, on the other hand, he gets the brachos. Now he has to work. He can't learn the whole time. But that's the other chelik of the yid. The other chelik of the yid is to take the gashmius and be malet to ruchnius. In a chanami, you're right, Yaakov is going to have to work. And that's what he ended up doing. He ran away for 14 years. But after that, to learn. And after that, he worked for the next 20 years by Esau. That's what he did. But that was that's the milah of the Ovis, Takadoshim. That's the milah of the Yidin, and that they could be shepherds and they could be on the highest darga. You take the Gashmias and your milah and use it for the Ruchnias. You use it for the Ruchnias. And the Mela Enochanami will get the Brachas. And Enochanami is going to be involved in Gashmias. But there's nothing wrong with being involved in Gashmias as long as it's channeled towards the Ruchnias. The Shal is, what's the Iker? By Esav, the Iker was the Gashmias, and the Ruchnias wasn't going to play into Rach. And by Yaakov, the Iker is the Ruchnias, and the Gashmias doesn't play. That's the Chur, the Pshat, at the beginning of the parasha. Ve'yisraytasu abanim bekirma, v'atomim kein lamaza anecho etelech nadreshash Hashem. She doesn't know why she's having this resource when she passes by the Beis Medrash, passes by the Beis Avodah Zarah. So she goes to Shem Ve'ever to ask what the problem is. Lamaza anecho, I can't handle it. They tell her, says, don't worry about it. You have two people inside. One of them is going to be a big tzaddik. One of them is going to be a Rosh Marusha. Now she's calm. Now she's calm. We don't find that she's any problems after that. What's going on over here? She was worried beforehand. Now she should be twice as worried. She knows for sure that she's got a Rosh Marusha inside of her stomach. What's the answer? The answer is that there's a difference between if it's one person or if it's two people. If it's two people, then that's the way of the world. Rav Yavitar, Loim Loim Lirmat, you have Tzadikim, you have Rishayim, there is a person that's a Tzadik, a person that's a Rosh, there's two different people. But to have one person that is a schizophrenic, that's one day it's like this, and the next day it's like that, and the other day it's like that, he doesn't have any Seder Adufiyot, he doesn't have any priorities, it's Terev is like this, but if I get a good offer, so then the Torah is out the window and I'll be busy with somebody else. And if the next day, you know what, really, maybe I should be causing a Torah. And then the next day, that's mamash not the way of the world. That's something which is not, you have no Seder, you know. And that's terrible for the person himself, and that's the worst way to raise a child also, that he doesn't see any Seder of you. He doesn't know what's hush of life. Really, he told him it's two people, that's fine. And that's really the same Nakuda, is that for one person, that he doesn't have the priority straight, then it's a problem. But if he has the priority straight, then it's not a problem. The fact that he wants to run out by the base of the Zara, then there's a problem. That's what you want, or you want the Torah. I don't know. When you pass by the base of Medrash, then he wants to run out. But a person to have two things inside of him, as long as his priorities are straight, then it's fine. As long as he can have the Gashmis, he can have the Ruchnias, doesn't mean that you're only a person has to be Parish Me'il Mazeh because he chose the Ruchnias. That's what we see from the brachas of Yaakov Avinu. You could have the brachas. You have the brachas, and it could be a Yaakov Avinu. But it has to be that you have the priority straight. It has to be that, where's your priority? When it's going to come down to it at the end of the day, which one is going to give way? Which one is going to give way? When it's either the Torah, or it's the Halacha, or it's the Tithes, which one is going to go by the wayside? Which one's going to fall away? That's what has to be clear. It can't be that you're jumping out over here and you're jumping out over there. It has to be either you decide a Torah and then you'll leave the base of Avodah Zarah for the side, or it's the other way around. But a person has to decide what's going to be chashuv in his life. And that's really a person. The lesson for us. The lesson for us is that's what a yid is. A yid is that the ruchnius is the ikur, and we use the gashmius, and we're involved in gashmius, and that's the brachas were given to us. But it has to be with a limit. I saw v'yitei l'cho alikim. Why does it say alikim is lashon of a din? We're talking about the brachos. Alikim is v'yitei l'cho Hashem. Hashem is lashon of rachamim. It's lashon. What's v'yishon alikim? Alikim is lashon of a din. Because even my brachos, it should be b'din. It should be that it shouldn't be just a shefa. A shefa brings v'yishman yishurun v'yivot. It brings that you lose your sight. You lose your goal, your aim of where you're headed. And Memela has to be Vitein Lecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you bracha, but Elikim. It should be with a din. It should be used in the proper way. Well, that's always the person has to decide. At the end of the day, it's going to be, how does children see him? When it comes between Halacha and Gishmak, which is one, what's going to end at the end of the day? Between the things that you bring into the house, the things you're interested in reading, the things that you're interested in doing, the things that you're interested in eating, the things, at the end of the day, which one is going to give way? It's either, you're going to have to, I remember a story, it hit me when I was, my grandfather, he was, my grandparents, they enjoyed going to museums and other types of things like that. And it was one time, it was the Shacharis on, I forgot what it was, I think it was, I remember it was Sunday morning, so it was like Eilei Shacharis. And the museum was only open, it was like an hour away, and it was only open till like 12 o'clock. So I knew that he had to run out after Shacharis. But I was sure they had to be able to make it on time to get, and I was sure that he was going to, you know, start wrapping up his tefillin at the end of Aleinu, L'chalot Pachas, you know. I'll be ready. He's not going to leave early, but he'll totally not, totally calm, totally, then he took it off. Sure enough, he went to the museum, and it was closed by the time he got there. And the time I missed it. But it gave me such a lesson of, your priorities, Beseder. So, but I'm going to be in shul till the end of Aleinu. Machnish days. You're right. And I'm not saying that he did anything wrong. I'm not saying that you can never leave. Just, where's the priority at the end of the day? Where is the priority at the end of the day? What are you using? Where, when people are seeing you, is it the Gashmias which is there, or is it the Ruchnias which is there? You can have both. You can use. At the end of the day, that's why Yitei L'chol Ikim, the brachas are given to Yaakov Avinu to take the Gashmias and use it for Ruchnias.